The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He replied, "Lord, please let me see." Jesus told him, "Have sight. Your faith has saved you." He immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. When they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. The Gospel of the Lord. Just a very simple homily this morning. As I was reading this morning about St. Rose Duchesne, there were a number of quotes that I loved, and I'll share three with you. Now, if you remember, she is the one whom the Native Americans called the woman who prays always. Where they would come into the little chapel that they had constructed, and they would see her kneeling close to the tabernacle, and they would come back hours later, and she'd still be kneeling there, and thought, gosh, does she ever leave? And so one time, a few young Native Americans, they cut up pieces of paper, and they sprinkled them on the back of her habit as she was kneeling in prayer. And it seemed like she didn't even notice that they'd done this. They left for like 3 or 4 hours, and they came back, and all those little shreds of paper were still there on her habit. And yet it's amazing how much she accomplished while praying so much. She came to the United States at the age of 49. She was a sister of the Society of the Sacred Heart, who founded girls' schools in France. And so she was sent to found girls' schools in the United States. She established 6 houses in 10 years, and I believe 23 schools. Well, at the age of 71, she was able to fulfill one of her greatest dreams, and that was to start a school for Native Americans, and she would devote the rest of her life to them. So 3 quotes from her. She said this, "We cultivate a very small field for Christ, but we love it. Knowing that God does not require great accomplishments, but a heart that holds nothing back." God does not require great accomplishments, but a heart that holds nothing back. We cultivate a small field, but we love it. And what struck me about that is it's so easy sometimes to not love the field that God has given us to cultivate. Actually, it's very simple to allow little resentments to build, to despise that which He's given us, even sometimes to hate it. And it's important to choose again on occasion, "Lord, I choose to love the little field that You have given me to cultivate." The 2nd quote, which goes hand in hand with it, she said, "The truest crosses are those we do not choose ourselves." You know, it's so easy to embrace the crosses that we choose or that we bring upon ourselves, right? You know, I'm going to offer this for You. I'm going to do that. I'm going to sacrifice in this way. But then He sends us something like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't want that. And yet He knows what we most need to be sanctified. And then lastly, the 3rd. He who has Jesus has everything.